Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yeah.
afternoon. Good afternoon. I am your host, Joseph the Dreamer. I know y'all didn't hear from me for a while. It's been a long while. I ain't been on the radio. You know, it's been a lot I've been doing. Working on my single, getting, you know, promoted, and, you know, basically starting on my album, you know, in God's will. And, you know, plus my birthday just passed by. So, you know, thank God I'm still alive. Shout out to my family that showed me support on my birthday, family, friends, you know, everybody, especially God. You know, God always been in my life since the beginning of times, and, you know, I'm here for a purpose. But I would like to apologize to my fans for not being on the radio station for that 2 weeks. I will make it up, most definitely. You know, I am doing my best to get everything done as much as possible. You know, that being said, let me go ahead and pray and start off to the radio station. You are listening to Star Rated Radio. That, you know, that's based on my company's name, Star Rated Music Group LLC, or Star Rated ENT. So, bow your heads and close your eyes. Thank you, Lord Jesus, everything. Thank you for watching over us, to keep us strong, to look forward to the future and not having any problems as much. But Lord, your name, we will have peace in your name, Lord Jesus. We will have peace in your name. All these things we're going through, even though we are sinners and we know we do mistakes and we do something wrong, Lord, but we continue praying and continuing to do what we have to do in our lives, Lord Father. We're not perfect, but you built us to be perfect. We are righteous in your eyes, Lord Father, in your blood, Lord Father. Help us. Help us to learn more about you. Help us to be like you, to follow your footsteps in life. For life don't supposed to be this hard for us, Lord Father. It's supposed to be easy in your name. We will have rest in your name, Lord Father. Thank you so much. Thank you. I pray to you in your name, your blood. Amen. Yeah, the title of the show is Believing Yourself in God. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, because I know past couple of shows I've been talking about faith. And that is based on having faith. If you don't believe in yourself and you don't believe in God at the same time, who are you? Who are you? I mean, who are you in this world, basically? You have to believe in yourself. Believe in God, most definitely, and you have to believe in yourself to overcome and accomplish everything and have faith. Faith is a powerful thing. And I've been paying attention to that word faith for a while now. And you have to learn how to use that. People could say, yeah, I have faith, but they don't show that substance. They don't show that move. You know what I mean? And they show more fear than faith. When you have faith in the Lord, you should have no fear. I know I have some problems, you know, and I'm still working on, you know, I have a little bit of fear, but my faith is growing at the same time. I pray every single day, and I ask my Father, you know, help me. Give me this wisdom. Let me have this faith. Let me believe in myself so I could believe in you even more, Lord Father. I ask him every single day, let me love others, even though some of them will hate you, but you still have to love others like he loves you and he always forgives you. Even those people that do you wrong or try you, but guess what? You still got to forgive them and forget. Just like how the Lord forgives what you do, and he forgets what you do. As long as you pray to him and confess your sins and confess everything you have done from the past until now. things is rough out here in this world. There's a lot of things going on. I've been watching the news lately. People have been talking about a whole bunch of stuff about, you know, Libya and Egypt. And there's a lot of stuff going on in the news. And news lately will give you stress, but you still got to know what's going on in this world. There's a lot of signs going on right now of the coming of Christ. You have to be prepared. I have to be prepared. We all have to be prepared for what's coming. Now, when I say we have to believe in ourselves, we have to believe on ourselves to the extent and being bold and being confident in what we do and loving our family and our friends and our enemies and walk atop of the face of the earth and overcome everything like kings and queens. You know, putting your chest out. I'm not trying to say be cocky and be rude and, oh, you better than this person, that person. It's not like that. But you believing yourself and God at the same time will have you walking like a king and will overcome everything. You have to overcome your obstacles, even the problems you have in your life, in your life, in between your family and friends. You will have ways to overcome situation instead of, you know, confrontation and fighting, you know, fighting each other and, you know, fighting yourself most definitely. That's the one thing is the flesh. You will start fighting with yourself more likely because your flesh will have a control of you and your mind. And you have to have this mindset. And this mindset, you have to know where you're going at. But you have to ask God the direction to take you there, to actually take you to that right direction, to pray to him every single day, 7 days a week. It's not no Saturday or Sunday thing. It's not a Friday thing. It's not a Wednesday thing. It's an everyday thing, like every day you watch TV, every day you go to the mall, or every day you hang with your friends, or every day you go to work. Knowing that God is a jealous God, you have to give, you have to put him first on everything you do, everything, no matter what. Knowing that we're in a spiritual battle, we're in a spiritual battle from heaven and hell. Souls are being fought for, you know, and you have to make this decision now. Either God or Satan, heaven or hell. It's your decision. You make that choice. Now, loving yourself, you have to love yourself like God loves you. That's something very powerful in these words when God said, when he's talking about, you know, having faith and love others, love yourself like you love others. That's something very powerful right there. It's very powerful because you will overcome everything, you know, and you reap what you sow. What you do, you'll get back even 10 times more. Well, you got to show people respect, you know, and that's how it is in this world. This world is a very strong world. This world will crush you if you're not prepared. That's the reason why you have the Book of Life. The Book of Life is right here in front of us, and we have to study the Word to understand the Lord, to follow the Lord. I know that some people learn in a different way, but God will work with you. He will talk to you because he's been talking to me. He's been talking to me lately. He's been talking to me on a personal level, and he's telling me, you are ready. You are ready for what's about to come. You're about to overcome everything. You are prepared, and I'm happy. I am happy because this is going to be a ride of my life. I'm 27 years old. You know, number 7 is a good number now, number of accomplishments. And there's a lot I'm doing. Especially my hit single that's out is called Hold On, and everybody loves it. You know, I have a style to it, like a gutter, it's a gutter style to it, you know, hip-hop-ish. You know, it's for everybody to listen to all over the world. I'm going to grab the youth. That's my goal. I am going to grab the youth. I am going to grab the older people, the elderly, whoever that's listening. I'm going to grab everybody. I'm not just only grabbing the youth. I want to grab everybody's attention. Because my destiny is now. I am ready. Are you ready? Because I believe in myself. The same way God believes in me, I believe in myself. I'm not really worrying about who don't believe in me, who's not supporting me. I'm not worrying about that because God says don't worry. Because he got you on everything. Don't worry. Why should you worry about what other people are saying about you? And God loves you so much. He wants you to accomplish everything. But you have to be bold and have faith and not to have fear and accomplish everything as much as possible. And God's reward will be with him. Because you did your accomplishment, but you have to do it the right way. I'm going to go ahead and play my song for a little minute, you know. My song is on Reverb Nation. You can find me on Reverb Nation /StarRatedENT. Or you can find me on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter on StarRatedENT. And you can find me on Facebook /MrBlack. And you gonna see my like page on there with the Star Rated ENT. You gonna see Star Rated. Trust me. I'm getting there. I'm ready. Are you ready? Let me know.
I watch your face.
This is for you, hater. This is for everybody around the world. That's going through a lot. And there is only one God. The Lord is our light, all the pain at night. He shines through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so I'll not help the poor. Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on to truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. You gotta be honest, just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gonna make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil trying to trap me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause he's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
I watch your face.
probably going through a lot of pain right now.
Every day,
just keep faith.
Keep strong.
We're here to overcome everything and our obstacles. Hold on, live your dream. Hold on, be strong. Hold on, be strong. Hold on, be strong. Star rated ENT.
Yeah, that was my song. It was called Hold On. I'm going to make sure this song hits worldwide. And I'm going to make sure that my heart, I promise that. In Jesus' name. This song is a powerful song if you listen to the words to it. I'm going to put the mixed down version of it probably later this week or maybe tomorrow, matter of fact. But you can find my song on Reverb Nation, Joseph the Dreamer. That's Joseph the Dreamer with a R at the end of Dreamer. Joseph D-A Dreamer. That's Joseph the Dreamer at Reverb Nation. Go to Reverb Nation. Be a fan. Support me. You know, tell a friend about the song. I want to hit number one on that chart on Reverb Nation. So I could go all over the world and spread this gospel and perform this song. So if y'all love this song, go ahead and go to Reverb Nation, Joseph the Dreamer. Thank you. We're going to the next track.
Young people are going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we got to. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth ward, fourth ward. Come on, sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy.
I wanna hit some horns.
God is great. God is a great God. He is an awesome God. He's always going to be here for our lives, for the rest of our lives. He's here to give us eternal life, eternal life, and you have to earn this eternal life. That means that's having faith in Him and believing in yourself to overcome the world, to accomplish good things, and do good things with your life, not bad things. Good deeds, not bad deeds. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what that is, and you should go ahead and do that. Don't wait. Don't waste time. Time is flying by. I hope everybody noticed that. Time is flying by. You know, it was New Year's, and then all of a sudden we're on March already. My birthday passed, and it seems like the summer is already around the corner already. Be prepared, people. Be prepared. For God is coming very soon. I'm not telling you this to be afraid. You're not supposed to be afraid. You're supposed to be happy and joyful and praise Him. And be prepared. Because he has a place for us in the kingdom of heaven. For there are so many mentions out there. Please, people, get saved. If you're not saved, get saved. Find a church. You don't have to be a religious church, but find a Christian church at least. You know, learn the word, learn the Bible. You know, you get some Bible study, take time, and find yourself, find your true self. For, you know, our time is almost over in this world. For there'll be a new world, heaven on earth. So, peoples, please get saved. Get saved. You know, you don't have to listen to me. Listen to your heart. I know you want to have a peaceful life. I know you want to have everything be cleared up at the background from the past. The past is the past. We're in the present time. Give yourself up to the Lord Jesus Christ. And accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Accept Him as your Lord and Savior, and you will have peace in your life with your family or friends. Any addiction, drug addiction, anything you have, God will take care of it. He'll stop that for you. The flesh, I know it's a thing, the flesh will control you, but it's your mind. You have to control your flesh. You got to control yourself. Control your surroundings. Boy, this world is a matrix, and I know there's a lot of technology out here. There's a lot of, you know, computers being made, iPads and phones and all that stuff like that. And what I noticed, the school system is messed up. They got the school system looking like prison, public schools looking like prison. And it seems like they set up black kids to be in failure or something like that. And I noticed that ever since, how I know that stuff, because, I mean, I was part of that system when I was a kid, and it seems like they were setting me up for failure. I mean, the teachers was not hardly trying to help me out to teach me anything. It was more like bullies than being teachers. So, you know, the school system is really pretty twisted, but the youth, we have to help our youth out. Help the kids out to be strong and prepare themselves, because there's a lot of people out here that's not really people. It's not even human. So we got to be really careful. I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart. There's a lot of things that's going on. People that's not hardly paying attention to it. I'm not saying this just to say this, but this is something that's happening. New World Order's been passed. I know I was supposed to talk about the New World Order in my other show, but I didn't do it. I got to be more prepared for that and get some paperwork together to talk about it and give it a clear detail to talk about it. But, you know, I am prepared. I am not afraid. Trust me, I'm not afraid of other human beings because I have so much faith in me. I have so much faith, so much power from the Lord. He shines down on me, brighter than the sun, brighter than the stars in the universe. So trust me, I'm ready for this.
To respect, respect in every aspect and special kiss to the man that God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I must have been on the crew. Remember, so the end of known for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. But, yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was going to make it.
Bless
them
all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm gonna hear go. I'm gonna bless.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Your mama sent your glory up. Your mama sent to acknowledge how incredible you are. We become speechless at the thought of your name. Whoa.
There's a name so powerful, words can't describe. When spoken, demons tremble, and all creation must bow down. Awesome are your ways. Every day the same, and majesty is your name, your name.
Let's go.
Cause I know I don't deserve all the love you showed me, how he let me know.
is great. That is great. Continue listening to the radio station tomorrow around the same time. We're going to start off 4:30, and then we're going to finish off around, what, 5:50 or something like that. But we're going to do this. We're going to do this. How we going to do this? In Jesus' name, you know, God, he's giving me his support, you know, and I'm hoping everybody else that's listening to this radio station, Star Rated Radio, give me support. I'm going to go ahead and close this off, a couple of music tracks and everything else, and then we're going to do a prayer to close it off. Thank you for listening.
Once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes.
Yes. We will praise you for the rest of our days.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
for some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Thank you. Because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because of
His eyes on
me. His eyes on them.
That's
the reason why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Come on, say glory. Thank you, Jesus. You're the reason. Can we say it again? Someone asked.
Someone asked questions.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering.
Someone may be wondering.
When we sing our song,
when we sing our song,
at times we may
be crying,
and nothing's even wrong.
And nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing the chorus. When the song is over, we've all said amen.
In
your heart, just keep on singing.
In your heart, just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen. And if somebody asks you,
and if somebody asks,
was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness. And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole
Listen.
World no.
And when we cross that river.
And when we cross that river.
The study war no more.
The study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing our song today.
The one whom we adore.
The one whom we adore.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing because. My melody at midnight, Jesus. You're my song and my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus.
Joseph the Dreamer, and I'll be on there. Be a fan. Thank you.